start by asking you about the run defense that we've seen the last couple weeks.
Okay.
Second, in the Miami game, second half, it looked like you were in a lot of nickel and a lot of dime in the second half.
We're in quite a bit.
How much do you give the guys a little bit of a longer leash when you're looking at some of the breakdowns in the run defense? Because of that, because you're in that the nickel.
Well, it depends on the play, and it depends on the personnel grouping that's in there. Maybe if we get caught in a personnel group that's, you know, not real good against their personnel group, then I kind of consider that's my fault. I got to try to either replace and get a different group in there, or, you know, we just got to do the best we can. But there's a lot of times there were some plays in there that we just got to do a better job of, that we should be able to handle, whether we're a nickel, dime, sub. Really didn't make any difference. We just got to coach it better. We got to play it better. You know, there's not a long leash. We don't give them a lot of leash on any of that stuff. I mean, we just got to play some of the plays better. We just didn't play them well, period.
What about the tackle in general? You guys are traditionally been, in my opinion, a strong tackling defense. Right. But the last 2 weeks, it seems like that area maybe has dropped off a little bit.
Well, I think it really did last week. I think in the Dallas game, I'm not saying that we tackled well, but I think what happens is you remember the one play where we missed him 8 times in the goal line. It kind of makes you, it gives you a reflection of the whole game, and it's really not true. It was a reflection of that play was bad, but you know, it generally up to that point hasn't been that bad. This last week it was, we just got to do a better job of tackling. It wasn't any particular group, wasn't any particular individual. It was kind of us in general. And, you know, we just got to keep our foot down and keep going hard and not let up. And I think at times we did that a little bit in the second half.
A couple of times last week, defensive linemen got caught jumping into the backfield and the back would get past them. Did you see that as a problem?
I just think overall we didn't play the scheme real well. I just thought we got a little bit, we didn't do very well fundamentally. And that's one of the things we've always taken a lot of pride in, is the fact that we've been a good fundamental football team. And, you know, you stay in your gap, you play your position, you don't get your shoulders turned, you do all those things that you're coached to do that our guys have done very well. We got away from that for whatever reason. And, you know, we're certainly trying to get that corrected and get back to playing good fundamentals.
Is there a mentality of playing with a big lead defensively? Is it human nature to maybe let up a little bit?
No, I would hope the human nature is put your foot on their throat and finish the game. That would be what I would hope a defensive personality would be. You know, I can't say whether it was or whether it wasn't. I don't really think we took that approach in the second half, that we were up by so much that we got sloppy. I just think we got sloppy. You know, we got to get that corrected.
What about tight ends? You've played, seem to have run the gauntlet here this year of great tight ends. I mean, Cooley now. What makes it difficult to cover these guys, and what kind of pressures do they put on your defense?
Well, the problem that it is, and I mean, it seems like every week we're facing a really good, talented tight end that is very good, especially in the passing game. I mean, they all block well, but I mean, especially in the passing game, they have a chance to get vertical on you. What makes it tough is you either got to try to match up with them in some way, or you got to give somebody some help. Well, anytime you're giving one person help, you're taking it away from somebody else. So, I mean, that's the luxury of having good tight ends, especially in the passing game, is you're going to either commit a linebacker to them, which could be a mismatch, or you're going to commit a safety to them and take that safety out of the run force maybe, or you're going to commit two guys to them, and now, you know, one of the receivers has a chance. So they help. You know, they put pressure on a defense stretching the field.
You're better suited to cover tight ends this year with the Dallas?
It's not in our situation. It just depends on how we're going to approach the game defensively and who we're going to try to match up with them. It's not really whether it's AD, whether it's Brew, whether it's Brable, whoever it might be. It's more about what does this tight end do, what problems does he cause, and then we try to fit the scheme to take away that problem more than we do just a person to take away that problem.
Is the red zone defense? I mean, we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks here.
Well, we're still working on it for a couple of weeks. It's, you know, I think it's when we go back and we look at it, because we were so good in the red zone a year ago, which means absolutely nothing, obviously, at this point in time, but when we go back and we analyze it's not any particular thing. It seems like every week it's something a little bit different. And that's what we just got to get away from. We just, again, fundamentally, everybody's got to do a good job and take care of their responsibility. We've gotten caught in a couple times where somebody tried to do somebody else's job to help them out, and then they got hurt a little bit. We just got to get better at doing that, and we'll be fine.
What is the combination at safety of James and Rodney as a pair give you differently than maybe Eugene and Rodney as a pair, or Eugene and James as a pair?
There really isn't a lot of difference. We really are kind of rotating all three of them. We start one over the other based on maybe different things during the week, or what we want to start the game out in personnel-wise, or what they're in personnel-wise. And we've been playing some three safety defenses. So really it's not what James and Rodney give us. It's really all three of them are kind of in a rotation.
How about the unique dime package, or maybe it's not so unique, where you have the one defensive lineman, the four linebackers, the six D-backs? Is that something new that you guys have brought out this year, or is that something that's been around for a while?
Well, I don't know that we had. We did a little bit, actually, of it even last year. If you remember, we had there were some packages where we had Tully Bannacane in along with Roosevelt and Vrabel and those guys in a dime package. We didn't do it as much as maybe we did it now or doing it now. But it's not really new. It's just another way, if we can, to utilize our personnel the best that we can use it.
At least I can't speak for everybody, but I haven't noticed Asante a lot, which I would take to mean that he's doing a pretty good job. If you don't notice a corner, does that mean that he's...
Well, you either notice him because he's making a lot of interceptions or he's giving them up deep. And so, you know, he's had his hands on a few balls. I thought he's played the ball. He hasn't had as many interceptions right now. But, I think he's done a pretty good job, and maybe they haven't thrown quite as much over there. Okay? Okay,
nice.
Great. Thanks, guys.